Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Off to the museum we go.
Well, I have to tell you, one of my new favourite art galleries is the brand new Sydney Contemporary in, down at the Rocks there. It is absolutely
beautiful.
Have you been in there?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I love the space.
And I've got to tell you, any visitor to the city, I say you've got to go there first. And I'd like to welcome to the show Lizanne McGregor. Hi, Lizanne.
Hi.
You really have done a spectacular job down there.
I have to say, we're really thrilled with the new building. I just love the way it opens onto the square, and it seems to draw people in somehow, and they all seem to be very happy when they get there, so it's really great. I mean, we're very lucky to have such a fabulous site, but, you know, for me, being able to put wonderful art in this great location, it's a great thrill. I do have a great job.
Imagine what Lizanne's house would be like.
Oh, is it as spectacular as we're thinking it would be?
Well, it's got some pretty nice art in it,
I bet you it does.
Accumulated over the years. So,
sure,
yeah,
it does. It's probably like the Thomas Crown affair. She's probably got it all wired so that if anyone walks in, all the alarms fire off. And
well, you know, the funny thing is you've got to be so conscious at work about these things that sometimes when it comes to your home life, things are a little different.
They are.
Tell us, what shows are on over summer?
Well, I'm so excited about our big summer show, which is, of course, the Anish Kapoor show. I've known Anish actually a very long time, and I was really thrilled when he agreed to present his show with us. It's a challenge to the museum because the works are quite large in some cases, and there are, you know, issues about getting them into the building, and we were very keen to show quite a large survey of his work, so it's been a logistical challenge, I should say, but it's going to be incredible.
The thing is, we've just done a feature on it in the upcoming edition of Mind Food, and I couldn't believe the images because, you know, I've sort of followed his work and it is spectacular. But you're right, I can't imagine, because some of those pieces are so huge, how they will work in that space. You know, I think that for me is part of the joy, just to see what that, you know, experience is going to be like.
Well, the interesting thing about Anish, of course, is that the work being, you know, the nature of sculpture is it is always very much thinking about its relationship to the architecture. So it's not just a question of choosing some works and plonking them in. And we've actually had to think very carefully about which ones will work best. So, for example, that extraordinary piece, Memory, which is, it's like a big unexploded bomb, which is hemmed in by the gallery. You know, it's exactly the right size to fit into that big 5-meter-high space.
But it's quite beautiful, don't you think?
And also Myred Homeland, which is a beautiful wax piece, sits beautifully in that big new high space.
No, I think... Now, what else can we expect?
We've also got a wonderful exhibition curated by the artist Brooke Andrew. Brooke Andrew is a very interesting artist. He's done the piece on the front of our building called Warang, which is a contemporary interpretation of the history of the site. And the exhibition is called Taboo. So that gives you an idea that it's going to hopefully be quite a thought-provoking exhibition, looking at issues of the way that things that are probably a little bit provocative to some people, whether it's the kind of imagery or whether it's dealing with a particular kind of subject matter. I like it very much because I love the idea of an artist giving their view on things rather than always being, you know, us curators telling people what to look at.
And tell me, since the new wing has opened, have you seen an increase in traffic?
We have indeed. It's actually doubled.
Wow.
In fact, in the first 6 months, we had over 600,000 visitors, which is that's more than we had in a full year before. So it's very exciting. And I think people are also loving the collection because we're able to focus on a very big survey of contemporary Australian art in those new galleries.
Yeah.
And I think people are responding very well. And I'm sure over summer that is also going to be a draw card because we get the feedback that lots of visitors to Sydney, they want to see what Australian artists are doing. So we're very conscious that that's an important thing to be promoting.
Well, thanks for coming on the show today.
You honestly do a world-class job and, you know, it really is the place to go and look at beautiful art and just be surrounded by it. You know, if nothing else, it's great for your soul. So thanks a lot, Lizanne. Great to have you on the show again.
Look out for our art bar for the last Friday of every month.
Oh.
It's a great happening place where we hand it over to an artist to curate the evening. So expect the unexpected.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.